This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. There's even more chaos in the House GOP search for a new speaker. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
After failing badly on a third ballot to win the gavel, Jim Jordan met with Republican colleagues to discuss whether he should keep going.
Put the question to him, they made a different decision.
Dumping Jordan as nominee amid opposition from Republicans like Don Bacon.
I look forward to cleaning the slate.
Which puts the GOP back at square one.
We need to come together and figure out who our speaker is going to be.
It's going to be another couple of difficult days.
Dusty Johnson says it'll take time to figure out the best candidate.
We're going to get it done. It's just going to take us a little bit longer.
Interim Speaker Patrick McHenry says they'll get the weekend to think about it.
House Republicans will return on Monday at 6:30 p.m. for a candidate forum, followed by an election process on Tuesday morning at 9 a.m.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Israeli government said Hamas militants on Friday freed two Americans, Judith Renan and her 17-year-old daughter Natalie, who had been held hostage in Gaza since militants rampaged through Israel 2 weeks ago. The pair, who also hold Israeli citizenship, were the first hostages to be released of the roughly 200 abducted. Hamas said it was releasing them in an agreement with the Qatari government for humanitarian reasons. Relatives of other captives welcomed the release and appealed for others to be freed. Israel bombarded the Gaza Strip early Friday. Areas were hit where Palestinians had been told to seek safety, and it began evacuating a sizable Israeli town near the border with Lebanon, the latest sign of a potential ground invasion of Gaza that could trigger regional turmoil. Israel's defense minister said after the country destroys the Hamas militant group, the military does not plan to control, quote, life in the Gaza Strip. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. UN aid trucks to Gaza are still stuck at the border with Egypt. The badly needed supplies still on hold. AP correspondent Tiffany Wong reports.
More than 200 trucks carrying about 3,000 tons of aid are still waiting to cross the border from Egypt to the Gaza Strip, while those in need of these supplies try to get by with little water and one meal a day. Doctors in darkened wards across Gaza performed surgeries by the light of mobile phones and used vinegar to treat those infected. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he is doing everything he can to get the critical supplies into Gaza.
These trucks are not just trucks. They are a lifeline. They are the difference between life and death for so many people in Gaza.
Workers have begun repairing roads between Egypt and Gaza on Friday, and officials hope the crossing will open on Saturday. I'm Tiffany Wong.
A lawyer who represented Donald Trump's 2020 presidential campaign, Kenneth Chesbrough, pleaded guilty on Friday to illegal efforts to reverse the former U.S. president's defeat in the state of Georgia just days before he was about to go on trial. Chesbrough pleaded guilty in Fulton County Court to conspiracy to commit filing of false documents, a felony, one day after another former lawyer for Trump, Sidney Powell, pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges. The two had been scheduled to be tried together beginning on Monday. Chesbrough was sentenced to 5 years of probation, agreed to testify against Trump and the other 15 co-defendants in order to pay $5,000 in restitution. Also, New York judge has fined Donald Trump for disparaging remarks that the former president had made about a key staffer in the courthouse. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
The judge hearing the civil fraud case against former President Trump in New York did not find Trump in contempt of court, but did issue a fine of $5,000 because an insulting social media post was allowed to linger on Trump's campaign website. A limited gag order now bars the former president and others involved in the case from making personal attacks on members of the judicial staff. Trump was not in court when the fine was handed down, but had been there earlier in the week. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Indian government has rejected any notion that it has violated international law in asking Canada to recall diplomats so that both governments have roughly the same number stationed in each country. Canada said Thursday it was recalling 41 of its 62 diplomats in India after what it said was New Delhi's warning that it would strip their diplomatic immunity. Canadian officials characterized it as a violation of the Geneva Convention. The back and forth comes amid a spat between the two countries over Canada's allegation that India was involved in the assassination of a Sikh separatist in Canada. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.